Blog Talk Radio.
Love. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you and elated you have stopped by. We tried getting on last week, but they were having problems on their end. So we are back on this wonderful and beautiful day to see if we can get back in again. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the joy, for the love, for the peace you have given us, the understanding that you have given each and every one of us on this line in this broadcast. We thank you for each person that will come on today. We thank you for the broadcast that will go forth like never before, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that what you will say through me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that it is so, that we are the head and not the tail, and we are above and not beneath, that we would do what thus saith the Lord as we go forth on this broadcast today. So we invite each and every person, call a friend, call a neighbor, give them the number to call in. The guest call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. And have them to come on. They will enjoy the broadcast. I want to thank all the callers that have called in thus far. And if you would like to say something on the broadcast today, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, today our topic is change is good. You know, a lot of people don't like change. They want to stay the same way. They want to continue on doing the same old, same old. But today we are talking about change is good. Our happiness and joy are not dependent on whether or not other people do what we want. We may never be able to influence anyone else to do what we think is right. But with God's help, we can change ourselves to bring about the result we want in life. So today our topic is change is good. And some of the tag words I would use today, I have four of them, is positive, habits, pursue, purpose. Positive, for one, a change is good. You have to have a positive mind and an attitude to change. Habits, you got to move from them old habits and come out of the old ways and say, I know it's something else better because what I've been doing ain't working. Pursue, that means you got to put down some things you've been doing and pursue the things God have called you to do. He have showed you new avenues, but you want to continue on doing the old thing about the old way, getting no result. Purpose, he have a purpose for you and your change. You know, a lot of people say they want to change jobs. They're familiar. They have that and got familiar from where they are. So it seemed hard for them to change from where they was at. So we're talking about today, change is good. You know, over in Isaiah 43:19, the word of God says, see, I am doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing on each one of us that came to this line this morning. Now it sprang up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. You know, God's plan for your life includes change and growth. That's the only way we're going to be able to move forward. We're going to have some change going on in our life and some new growth. Just like with your hair, I'm going to use that for instance. Don't you want the texture of your hair to change? Don't you need some new growth? So that means you got to do some new things. What you've been doing, your hair haven't been growing. You don't see the new growth. You see your hair still dull, don't have that shininess to it. I just use that for an example. Yet most people resist and fear anything different. You know, how many of y'all resist and fear anything new that come in your life? Somebody said, well, won't you try to? Oh, no, girl, no, I've been doing it this way. I don't think I want to try that because I don't think that's going to work. Well, you never tried it. How you know it ain't work? Try it first. Change is good. I'm thinking about changing even with my broadcast. I would say, no, I've been on here. No, uh-uh. Change is good. Sometimes you've been on doing a situation and a thing a little bit too long. God might be trying to bring you up. He is, not trying. He's wanting to bring you up to another level. And all you got to do is follow him for the change. You know, just because we've been doing things in the body of Christ or in our organization or in our business for so long, during the pandemic, everything has changed. Change is good. God has brought about a change in everybody's life since the pandemic started. If you don't believe me, just look around your surroundings. Buildings have closed up in your neighborhood, in your town, coming in. Old things have disappeared. It's a change. Change is good. Change is going to come if you're going to stay here in the land of the living till God calls you home. It's going to be some changes going to come up in your life. You know, anything different, even when it's a move towards something better. God push you beyond what you think you are capable of. He brings challenges that will guide you to become your best self. You know, today you know to say, Lord, help me to be more resilient and open to accept your plans for my life. You know, God have a plan for us. Are we willing to accept the plan he has for us today? Or do we want to continue on going down the path? We got to take a leap of faith, you all, for the change. No, it may not sound right to you right now, but just look around. The things you've been doing, have they been working? No. Have God been urging you to try to do something else? Yes. But why are you fearful? Why haven't you stepped up, stepped to the plate, stepped out, and start doing the things God wants you to do? He wants you to take a leap of faith. You know, over in Joshua 6 and 16, the seventh time around when the priest sounded the trumpet and blast, Joshua commanded the army, shout, for the Lord had given you the city. So if you never move, how you plan to shout? If you never follow instruction, how you plan to go further? Change is good in each and every one of our lives. We have to change some things we've been doing for 10, 15, and 20 years. It's time to change. We've been on dead-end jobs. We've been having businesses that's not flourishing. God is showing us, okay, I'm going to close you down. Since you're not hearing me, I'm going to close you down and show you some things that I want you to try that will enhance your business, that will enhance your walk with me. Some things you've been doing, you need to change from them. So, you know, we have to move in God's timing with the change. You know, when you think about that, God is a transitioner. When you change, it's a transitioning going on. If you don't learn the art of transition, you may not be flexible to bend toward the curves of life. When change comes, we often worry that things won't be the same. No, they're not. Not if you want to make a change. That's the purpose of change, because you're tired of the same old habits. You're tired of not getting new life in you. Even for my sewing, I had to look around my room and take a stand. It's time for a change. It's time for you to do something different. You see, that's not working. So let's try this and see if this will work. And if you don't find that working, he got something else for you. You know, when change comes, we often worry that things won't be the same. They won't. We fear that change would bring yet another opportunity for failure. We are creatures of habits, that word habits, and we don't want our boat rocked by change. Well, I'm here to tell you today, it's time for you to get up, dust yourself off. Go out there and apply for that job somebody else told you you couldn't have. But you say, God, I want a change in my life. I'm going to do something that I've never done before, but I'm relying on you, the faith. I got the faith, and you got the power. You say you will even give me the power. So let me get up and go do what you told me to do. If you call me to go down there to the employment office and apply for an office job, let me go on down there. Let me get up. When I get there, I might find the blessing walking through the door, somebody looking for just what I want to do or something I need. And here I am, the candidate. Positive. You just walked in on your blessing. You know, many people do not see change as positive, primarily because it is unfamiliar to them. The truth about change is this: like move on, whether you like it or not. Change is to be expected. If you would have told a lot of us, all of us, that it would be a pandemic, it would be hurricanes all over the world, cities and states right now, weather, climate change, you would say, oh, no, that won't happen here in this city. Oh, no, this stores you've been shopping at for years have closed down. Restaurants, you've been going to eat on the weekend. Movie theaters, you've been going to visit. When you looked around in your neighborhood, they had closed the door. Don't that mean there's a change that's coming to that town, to your city? You know, you can influence change. You can have a significant role in designing a future that is vastly impaired. Over in Philippians 1 and 6, it says, be confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God want to take us higher, men and women of God that's listening in or may come in later on the archive. But God is showing it, it's time for change. Change could be good. Don't think of it as, I don't want to go to that city. Think about Jonah. It was a change God began. He didn't want to go preach to them people in Nineveh. He wanted to run to Tarshish. I'm just using that example today to get you to see. When God have us for a change, sure, I love staying in a house. But God says it's time to change. He moved me to an apartment. He knew what I was going to need. He knew what was coming up. So when he moved, I was glad. I said, Lord, I thank you for the change. Because things was better for me in the apartment than the house. Didn't have to worry about keeping the grass clean. Anything broke down in my house or somebody else's house, I'm wondering where the money going to come from to get it fixed. In the apartment, utilities and stuff is taken care of. Pay your rent. The grounds is upkept, the trash and all that, they take care of that. So when you think about, that was a good change for me. Close the building down when the pandemic hit. I didn't worry about what I was going to lose. God was showing me how much I was going to gain. Then he showed me it was a change. He said what you were doing in the building, you can do from home. And look how much time you saving. Look how much energy you saving. Look how much gas you saving. And you're not exposed to everyone with the corona. Change is good, you all. Over in Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Choose to develop a master strategy for managing change so that it is good. There are at least four things you need to consider as you make change work in your favor. First of all, don't limit the stream or put input in your life. Don't limit it, the information and godly wisdom in your life. You don't know who may have the answer problem right now. You don't know who may have the answer to the situation you're going through right now. But when you make that change, you're going to find, no, you didn't want to be on this part of the town. No, you didn't want to be in this part of the city. You wanted to go somewhere else. But God said your blessing is going to be right when you move, the door go open, because you was listening. You was being obedient. You was healing the car. Sometimes he got to close some doors for us that was so familiar to us for the change. So when he bring about a change, that means it's time for us to get up, stop doing the old, same old, same old, same old, same old. Today, like a change. I want to go back to bed and rest for today. But my topic said change is good. Okay, Sadie, you don't need to be in the bed right now. You got a broadcast to do. So that means you need to be up on your broadcast. You don't know who may come on the line today that going to give you some information, some words of wisdom for a change that will bring change to your life. You know, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding as well as woman. You know, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom and in all your understanding, all you're getting, get some good understanding. You know, our next one is determine what you want to repeat. You don't want to repeat anything if you're going through a change. So as you strategize change in your life, you must become very analytical about what you have lost. This is the key to not repeating past mistakes. You know what didn't work in the past, so why go back, keep going back to the past. He have a reason why you're going from point A, B, C, and D. You haven't learned what he's showing you. You don't want to learn, or you're running off half-cocked. Get some instruction of your assignment from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not what happened to you in life that determines your future. It is how you respond to what happened that determines your future. There are two ways of taking inventory of what's in your mind and heart. One way is through your eyes. God is giving you vision to see. Look beyond your feet and your hands. Look at the horizon where God is taking you to. Look at what he's doing in your life. We come back to be positive. Leave the old habits behind. Pursue. Run after. Get up. Run. Purpose. You got a purpose. You got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your family. That means you got a purpose. That means you got to get up and run. You got to get up and move. And then let us search out and examine our ways. 1 Corinthians 11:28 said, but let a man examine himself, what I said earlier. And the other way is through God's eye. Psalm 26:2 said, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. Be brutally honest with yourself about what didn't work for you in the past or what isn't working for you now. Don't repeat those behaviors. Look over your life right now. Take stock. Get paper and pencil. Write down your positive things, the pursuit you want to do, and the purpose you want to do. I'm going to give you the three P's. You're going to leave out the H for the habit because you're going to drop all them bad habits today. Don't make those same unproductive, unrewarding, unsatisfying choices that you have made. That's why we dropped habits, because you keep going back to what's familiar. I want a new music on my computer, the new computers now. Don't have it where I can put my music in that like I used to. That was old habit. That means I had to drop it, okay? You show me, Lord, how can I get new music on the computer that don't have, per se, where you can put a disc in and play your new music on? So I'm working on that now. I'm pursuing. I'm pursuing that thing right now. You know, there is always room for more change, more development, improvement in each and every one of our lives. Be honest with yourself about what didn't work for you in the past or what isn't working for you now. You got to think about that. Now that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. You know, what am I allowing to control my thoughts and mind? Think about it. Your thoughts create your reality, and what you look at longest become your strongest in your life. Constantly taking notes of where your thoughts, plan, and goals are. Write it down. Aim your thoughts in the vision and destiny God has planned for your life. Remember, the life he had designed for you is bigger and better than the one you are living now. Never quit or give up on your God-given goal. Don't quit. God wants you to stay in the race. He said in Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in doing good, for we will reap in due season if you don't give up. Target areas for positive change in your life. Don't attempt to change everything at once. Target special specific areas where change might create a situation that is more productive and satisfying. God did not change the earth form and void and darkness overnight. First day, God created light. The second day, God created the sky, the arch, in order to separate the water. The fourth day, God created the moon and the stars and put them in place. And you already know, as I go on and on, he lets you know. You got to keep that faith, that trust, believe in the future, have that growth in Christ. And when you think about that, God created the moon and the stars and put them in place, the water and the dry land appear and created the grass. God created the herbs that yield seeds, the trees, the plants. When you think about all the things God created, and then he created man and woman, think about all the wonderful things that God created. We're talking about having a positive change. We don't want to go around doing the same old, same old. We want to be able to get up, go about our daily work, doing the things that God has commissioned us to do. God will change you if you want to be changed. Even though you still may be operating in old habits, you still have hope of change. But you can't change yourself. God will change you if you seek him with your whole heart. Don't be in a hurry for God to finish working in your life. We want everything to be done instantly, like grits, like oatmeal. But God is not interested in our schedule. The enemy may thrash your plan, but God's plans don't get thrashed. He has a unique plan for you. Seek God's plans for your life today. Stay on fire. Areas. Pursue. That word again, pursue. His purpose. That word again is purpose. For you with every ounce of energy you have. There is nothing in this world that is worth seeking more than knowing the change that God has for each and every one of us. So today, our broadcast was on change. Talking positive, living positive. You know, our happiness and joy are not dependent on whether or not other people do what we want them to do. I have discovered that if I or we change in a positive way, and if it's a permanent and stable change, it's almost always provoked change in the people around me. If you want your life to be different today, ask God to show you how you need to change, except for who they are, and see how God works in you to complete your joy where you can have that positive change today. So today, we've been talking about change is good. So while you think on these things that I have brought to you today, think on some things that God can do to change you. Allow God to change you. So often people are afraid of brokenness, but if your outer man or woman is broken, the powerful thing inside you can pull forth. The perfume of the Holy Spirit is within you, but the alabaster box, which represents the flesh, has to be broken for the sweet fragrance to be released. The flesh is naturally prideful and stubborn. To fully release the power of the Holy Spirit within you, you must allow God to do with you as he will, knowing that everything in life changes. Today, if you are to have stability in your life, you remember life is a continuous process in which everything, including you, is constantly changing. You must hope in God, the only one who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So today, that was our broadcast on change is good. A lot of times we know you don't want to change. You don't want things to change. You want things to remain the same. But for them to remain the same, you're going to miss your blessing. So to get your blessing God has for you, we don't want to get to heaven and open that room with our name on it and see all those beautiful packages. And he said, and you asked the Lord, what are these? And he said, them all the gifts, all the things you could have had when you was on earth. But you never wanted to change. You wanted to stay in them old habits. You didn't want to pursue happiness. You didn't want to pursue the job. Just because somebody said you couldn't do it, did God tell you you couldn't do it? Or did that earthling tell you you couldn't do it? You trust God. Go down to that employment office today, those looking for a job. Pick up your newspaper if you have one. Go online and apply for some jobs today. You will be surprised when you step out of your comfort zone what God has tapered just for you. And you're going to say, all them jobs I went, yep. But he had to show you, you had to steadily move. And see, when you were going through all them phases, you was pursuing. Okay, God, I can't make it on this here. I don't make enough money. I don't get enough hours. He's telling you, pursue. You got purpose in life. So today, our topic was change is good. So until next week, I hope each one of you all be blessed. I've enjoyed speaking with each and every one of you today. Tell somebody else in your life that need a change in their life. Help them to see how important change can be for the better. It's not for the worse. It's for the better. Change friends, change neighborhood, change houses, change jobs, change businesses, change cars. You just don't know. You know, we're trying to hold on to that 1960, 1980, that 2015. God has said, it's time to get rid of it. It's time for change. I'm going to put you in a new car. But this one is fine. This one works. He might see within a week or 2 weeks, that ain't been to give down on. He might have transmission problem, water pump problem, all kind of stuff. But he's showing you. You say, I can't afford it. But did you go to your Heavenly Father and ask him? You start finding all the habits first before you start pursuing the purpose. So today, our broadcast was change is good. So I hope you all got something out of the broadcast today. Tell someone else about Blog Talk. Invite them to come on. The guest call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. And thank each one of you all that came to the line. My switchboard was lit up. Thank you so much. If it would be for you all, y'all made up the broadcast. See, it's a change. So I thank God for the change in my life. So I'm hoping for the change for the better in you all's life, in the name of Jesus. You know, I always tell you, if I had tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So I want y'all to be blessed. Have a wonderful week ahead that's coming in. And until next week, be blessed. Don't forget, the first Sunday in November, time go back. It's daylight saving time, so don't forget. November the 1st, time is reset. I love each and every one of you all. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. Until the Lord spares, hopefully next week, we're going to have some changes, and you shall see. Okay, bye-bye. Love you.